And a good Saturday morning to you on this storm recovery weekend. Well, you know, one of the good things, if there are any, when you get these tropical storms and hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico, sometimes there is an actual spike in the saltwater fishing, and I'm anticipating we'll probably be seeing that. And we won't know until you get out there and some of our reporters get out there and test it out. One of the negative aspects, sometimes you get possible fish kills in the freshwater rivers and lakes. I'm not hearing any of that at this point. Don't know if this system was serious enough to bring that about like Ida did. Well, check it out with us and share your reports, your comments, your questions at 504-260-1870. That's our in-studio text line. Another thing I'd like to caution you on, if you're going to be heading out hunting teal or fishing today, particularly if you're leaving in the early morning hours, floating debris dislodged by storm surge. This is a common thing, and even though you may know the area very well, like the back of your hand, when there's new logs and different types of debris that is dislodged by the storm surge and starts running back out can be problematic. So be careful out there. And it is opening day of teal season in Louisiana. Well, how did the storm affect the habitat and the teal and the dove migrations? Well, I'll let you know next week about the doves. I'm here in Alabama at the St. Hubert Cathedral Annex studio for an afternoon dove hunt at Little River National Forest near Atmore, Alabama. And hopefully, you know, these systems can move birds in or move them out sometimes. So what's the case? Maybe a little bit of both. But got some pretty decent weather out there this morning, particularly for you teal hunters. A little bit of a cool front, a little cool snap. Not much, but enough to kind of make you feel like it is waterfowl season. Also, I'll have a story about three Mississippi men who tried to get an early jump on the Louisiana gator season, but Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries agents got the jump on them. They're our bad boys of the outdoors. And, you know, during times like this, due to recent tropical weather and when people are picking up pieces and their lives and putting things back together, there's always a shortage of fishing reports. We'll try to get some post-storm tips for you. And if you were lucky enough to get out, tell us what you found. Again, our text number is 504-260-1870. And if you are headed out, here's the conditions you're likely to find. Offshore, we got a westerly wind, 5 to 10 knots, about a 2-foot sea. And that's going to be on the areas the same wind direction and speed, 5 knots up to 10 knots. Could be a light chop. Tomorrow, looking even better, northwesterly wind offshore, 5 to 10, 1-foot seas. I'll tell you, those forecasts will help close out the numbers on our red snapper season. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of snapper season fishermen out there this weekend. And on the interior lakes and bays, northwest wind at 5, smooth conditions. Really good conditions. Average tide range 1.6. There's a lot of water going to be moving, especially with that west wind. Going to be some hard moving water moving out. And hopefully, you know, some of those salinities, I'm sure, rose. The Mississippi River sitting a little bit above 3 with a tendency to rise. I'm sure that's got to do with a lot of the rain and some of the feeders into the Mississippi River north of us. Lake temperatures cooled off. In Pontchartrain, it's about 80 degrees. And the last time I fished in the Gulf, we were fishing in about 91 to 92 degree temperatures. That has now dropped to 84. So you're looking at about a 6 or 7 degree drop in the Gulf waters. And that is really good news, especially for the formation of any more of those tropical storms or hurricane systems that we may encounter. As we kind of make the turn, we're on the downside now of the tropical season. All right, we're going to start it off with Robbie Campo down at Shell Beach. St. Bernard Parish, I think, fared out very well. We'll check in with Robbie and find out how things are going at the marina and maybe get some fishing tips for you if anybody got to go out in the last day or so. We'll be back with that right after this time out. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And one of the first text messages I got in this morning says, "Hey Don, it's Butch, the Wycloski Bridge operator, and he wants to let everyone know they are open. And once you get across and you hook the left, you're going to see this guy, Robbie Campo." Robbie, from what I saw, it looks like St. Bernard Parish came through this storm very well. And I tell you what, the parish was ready. I saw miles and miles of video of campers and small camps and boats and trailers parked up the highway over the protection levee. And you know, it looked like everybody was ready. And I guess they're going back to return this morning and bring this stuff back down to you.
Well, you know, Don, first thing is this. Yes. we dodged a bullet, man. You know, this thing, if it would have jogged 15, 20 miles further this way, we could have been in real trouble. We didn't get any water on Florissant Highway. We didn't get any water on the road down here, but we didn't get any water on the road until this thing was already past us. So that's telling me that, this thing would have turned, or a hook came, or, slid a little bit further eastward. We'd have had some real problems. But we were prepared. It's a lot of work doing all this stuff. But you got to, because you just don't know where these things are going to go. So, but people are bringing their stuff back. And if you do have stuff on the four lane, guys, people out there, if you got stuff on that, boats, RVs, whatever, go get your stuff. You got three police officers there watching, babysitting your stuff right now. Make provisions to go get your stuff today. Get it back to where it's got to go so these cops can go do something else besides, sit there and watch your stuff on a highway. So, try to get that taken care of as soon as possible. But anyhow, Don, we have a lot of bait. I've got our boat out the locks, out of Violet. We opened up. We're down here. We're down here. We opened up. We got live bait. We don't have everything's not full. We got our tanks upstairs full because of the water in the bayou. We're getting that black water coming out of that swamp. Behind Florissant and all that stuff is kind of rotten back there. So how this happens this time of the year. Water starts coming out, stagnant water. It's going to take a week or so for it to clean up. So we're just putting the shrimp in the tanks up top, but we do have live bait. We did have a couple people fish yesterday, Don, but, it's not really much to even give a healthy report about because they caught a couple croakers, some white trout, a couple little redfish. But I would say this morning, usually after these weather events, if you're going to fish just Lake Bourne or just try to stay close, I would think if you go into Lake Bourne, you're going to have a falling tide. If you go get on, today you got a southwest wind. If you go get on a western shoreline going toward Proctor's Point, I would say that they're going to have some redfish eating up coming out of those bayous, in the front of like Camp Bayou or Flagpole or by a Grande that way or LaBuff's Cut. Somewhere on that shoreline, you're going to find some fish.
Yeah, these storms bring a lot of bait in, and that sometimes those storm minnows even pop up. It drives some of the shrimp in and gets the fishing stimulated. But like you said, it's just not a whole lot of reports. I guess today one of the things would be to follow your nose. Like you said, what happens? You can smell that dead marsh grass, the detritus, when it's turned over and it starts to rot. Stay away from that stuff because that's low oxygenated water. It's going to be dirty water. Probably go on the edge of those bigger lakes. And I think that's where you're going to find some good, clean water. Maybe fish a little deep and you can catch some pretty good redfish and I'm sure some speckled trout. I don't know what this has done to do to the teal season, whether it blew them out of here, blew them in here, or what.
Well, Don, like my grandpa used to say, this is kind of like hitting the reset button, So we in reset mode right now. I mean, we got everything back here and it happens on a weekend, because all week we were preparing for this thing. And then, you finally get, you get where you can get, some people coming back out. And again, it's like hitting the restart button and go see reset button and go see what's, everybody's got to go out there to go find something to see what's going on because, you just don't have a whole lot of reports to give. And if you're teal hunting this morning, people, remember, I want to reiterate on this. You're not allowed with mud motors in the Biloxi Marsh. I had some questions asked about why. I don't know why. I know they don't want them in there. They got a law passed. You can't drive them in there. Just make sure you don't have a mud motor in that Biloxi Marsh because you will get ticketed. You can use a long tail, but I was trying to find out the horsepower. I know there's a certain horsepower that you could use, Don. And there are some people that's going teal hunting this morning. I wish them well. I hope. I don't know what this weather did to the storm. Yeah, I'm sure that if they had any teal ducks in that Biloxi Marsh, they probably, you know, they're probably not in there right now. They're probably gone. But, you know, they're going to go give it a shot anyway. So just keep that in mind. Know where you're going, people, and so you don't get in trouble with, you know, between mud motors and long tails, and be right. That's all I could tell you.
Yeah, teal will probably be scattered with the high water, but with that west wind and that strong tide range, it's going to fall out of there pretty quick, and probably in the next few days, next week, teal hunting could improve drastically, because it doesn't take much to move them, and this is not a hard cold front, but it's a little bit of a cool weather, and sometimes that can be enough to motivate them.
Yeah, maybe so. So, but we'll just have to see how that's all going to work out with the teal season. But one more little thing, Don. My niece is getting married today at up in Metairie this evening. So we're closing today at 3:00. So I just want to put that out there. Today we have to shut down at 3:00. So to go to my niece's wedding. So congratulations to her anyway. Bailey's getting married finally. So,
people have to realize
we're going to celebrate that this evening.
Yeah, people have to realize you marina operators have lives too, private lives, and you got to take care of family stuff. I bet that was one nervous niece with this storm coming in with a wedding.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's on edge because, you know what I mean? They didn't know what to expect, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. I was like, look, it'll all work out, and it did. But other than that, we all closing at 3:00. And look, tomorrow we're back here again, and we're gonna do this. You know, crank it back up, and we're back here at our regular hours. So, but Don, I wish I had a better report for you, but all I could say is, you know, my heart goes out to these people in the west side of the river that got messed up with this storm. I heard Cocodrie got pretty messed up. I've been there. I know what they're going through. I've been there. I've done it. And it's, you know, just living on this coast, you just never know where these things are going to go. And like, again, you're always, preparing for the worst and hoping for the best. And that's what we did. And, you know, we got lucky. But my heart goes out to the people over at Coco Marina and all the little places that got messed up down there. If they need anything, all they got to do is make a phone call, and we'll help them whatever way we can.
That's very nice of you. You know, one of the things that I'll never forget Barry Brechtel telling me the weekend after Katrina, he said, you know, Don, he said, as long as the fish are there, the fishermen will be back. And he was right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. And look, Look, we've been almost 20 years or so since Katrina, and look, I mean, people are going to come back. It's no doubt. With a hard economy like we've been having, it's a real lick when you take a real lick when you're not making a whole lot of money and you're struggling with a thriving economy. Struggling economy like we got. So, it's a real kick in the pants when you got to go through this kind of stuff. But, I mean, look, this is what we signed up for, and this is what we do.
That's part of living in paradise. Robbie, thanks so much. Have a good time at the wedding, and we'll talk to you next week with some good reports.
Yes, sir. Talk to you next Saturday, Don. All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
All righty. Robbie Campo, Campo's Marina in Shell Beach, where they fared out pretty well. All right, we'll be back with some of your text messages, more fishing reports, and stuff you and I love to talk about. We do it every Saturday morning right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Yes, it is the opening morning of the Louisiana teal season. A little bit of good conditions for this morning, but really not sure what led up to it, how that's going to affect the migration and whether the birds held, whether the new birds came in or birds moved out. Are you going teal hunting this morning? We're going to be taking you into a couple of teal blinds later on this morning. We're going to check in with Ryan Lambert, find out if they're hunting down at Cajun Fishing Adventures down in the eastern part of the state. And we'll take you out west and talk to our friend Captain Kirk Stansel with Hackberry Rod and Gun. He told me he definitely will be in the teal blind this morning. We'll talk to him just as they arrive, and what I call that magic moment of duck hunting. You know, right when you got to your blind, you got there in the dark, your decoys are all out, the sun's just starting to peak, you can barely see some light coming up on the horizon, and you're waiting for that 30 minutes before sunrise shooting time, and you're drinking that cup of coffee and just kind of relaxing, getting ready for what's to come. That's when we'll be talking to Captain Kirk. All right, our text number is 504-260-1870 if you've got a text message to pass along. And, yep, we're hearing from the Steel Man. He's checking in from Gaydon. He's got a solid crew. Now, listen to this lineup: Big Burr, Grandpere, Poppy, Pack Mule, Tito, Little Bro, J-Bull, and H-Dog. He said the Dancing Man and Sons, excellent fresh shrimp fettuccine last night, and teal planned for tonight. Happy hunting. I hope you didn't jinx yourself. I hope maybe you brought some teal you had from last season. Because when you plan on living off the land and going out and planning for dinner what you're going to shoot, I'm sure you got a backup. But how about the names of his crew? You know, Big Burr and Pack Mule. I think they must be part of the witness protection plan, you know, maybe when they change the names to protect the innocent. Sounds like a fun group, and hope y'all have a wonderful hunt down there in Gaydon, which is a really good teal area. A lot of rice field hunting there, and marsh, too. All right, we got Captain Ross, all the Cajun fishing adventures, getting back to the norm. He's inviting everybody to come on down and catch a few. And we have, Possum, Rooster, and Mason. We got some more of them in the witness protection program. They're in the blind. Mud Tire, Scotty, they're in the blind with him. And they're eating unicorn cakes and drinking water and battling mosquitoes. Good luck to all the other teal hunters out there. Well, tell me about this unicorn cake. I'm not really familiar with a unicorn cake. Let me know what that is. We also have a reminder about that fundraiser for Stephanie DeForge at Mike Bruno's Harley-Davidson in Baton Rouge. That's going to go on today. It's a car show, food, and lots of items up for auction, including a fishing trip with overnight accommodations. Plus, you can throw in an eco tour, and that's donated by Cajun Fishing Adventures. And I can guarantee you who the captain on that one will be. His initials are, we call him PM here on the Outdoor Show. All right, we come back. I get to some more of your text messages. Got some more announcements to make. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Saturday Morning Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, I was hoping to hear from someone down the Cocodrie-Dulac area, and I got a little report coming up in just a few minutes. So I want to get to some more of your text messages. This is a good morning from Ohio. Thought I'd be nostalgic for a hurricane, but I am. Thought I would never be nostalgic for a hurricane. This is my friend Deb, who used to work in news radio down here in Louisiana, moved up there. She says they're in a severe drought, very crispy. Stay dry, y'all, but not too dry. I don't ever feel nostalgic about missing a hurricane. As they say, be careful what you ask for. All right, we've got, someone is heading to Pecan Island to hunt for those teal. It is super foggy. Well, hopefully that'll lift for you, because ducks don't fly well in the fog, and if they do, you don't see them till that very last minute, and teal are bad enough about that. All right, Lafitte LT's checking in, says Lafitte turned out okay for the most part. They brought shrimp in like Forrest Gump, even catching some in the ditch along Highway 45. Heading offshore to find some snapper Monday and Tuesday. Everyone, please be safe running these litter-filled waters. Yeah, good piece of advice there. And I think, I don't know if that was you, somebody sent me a video of cast netting in a ditch off Highway 45 and catching some beautiful shrimp. More evidence that these storms aren't all bad. It's kind of like Blackie Campo used to say. They push the reset button and move some of those bait fish and predator fish and prey inside. All right, right after this quick pause, we'll be back, and I'll give you that update on Cocodrie-Dulac. You're listening to it here as we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, didn't take the old snake doctor long to get back out fishing. He took the kayak and the fly rod out to Hopedale yesterday. Water was dirty and very high to start, but in the afternoon, water cleaned up at the western edges of the pond, caught a trout and three reds on the spoon fly. Not a bad trip for post-hurricane. And want to say good morning to our friend Wingbone, listening to us here, not far from where we're broadcasting at the St. Hubert Alabama Annex. That's our good buddy Ed from Wilmer, Alabama. All right, here's one that says, good morning, Don. The Teal haven't left Lafitte because they never had any to start. It's been quite some years since the Lafitte area has seen any kind of number of ducks. I think we are cursed. Well, that's the negative aspects of coastal erosion and saltwater intrusion. Used to be some really excellent hunting decades ago in that Lafitte area. All right, let's see. We got Doobie checking in. They got Jacques and T.L. They headed to Zalman's for a teal hunt. Hope the hunting is as hot as the coffee this morning. And let's see. We got Big Mike on historic Bayou Liberty shouting out to the guys at Dixie Ranch Hunting Club, George, Jeremy, and Uncle Ronnie. That would be the Patterson gang. All right, and also a good morning and welcome back to South Alabama. Hope you and yours made it through Francine. Millerton vines here made it through the rains and gusts, but certainly benefit from the cooler conditions. I like your thinking. I may name my property the River Parish's Annex. That's from my friend in Mobile, David Hubble. And this one's from Homa. Is tilapia a good frying fish? Can it be compared to any of our game fish? Tilapia is, in my estimation, the most tasteless fish there is. Yeah, it's fish, but that's about it. You got to put some good seasoning on it. Otherwise, it's a pretty flaky fish. And yeah, sure, you can fry it, grill it, you can cook it a lot of ways. But again, not one of my preferences. It's a farm-raised fish. And just doesn't have a lot of taste. You got to put some etouffee or something on it. All right, here's Lloyd Landry. Good to hear from Lloyd. He's with Outcast Fishing Charters. He's letting us know that they took a hell of a whack down in Dularge, but Falgu Canal Marina is open and stocked with supplies. The fishing out of Dularge has been great. We'll continue to get better and better after the storm, and the trout will be pushed up into the marsh in their fall and winter holes. Kokodri, Dulac, and Dularge got beat up pretty bad, but we are resilient. We have everything back up and running soon. Listen to your show every Saturday morning on my way to fishing. Hope all is well. I'll shoot you the fishing report as soon as we get back fishing Monday. Thank you. Very good. Thanks so much to Lloyd Landry, Outcast Fishing, updating us on that situation down there. All right, I'm trying to find out. You know, there was some other events scheduled. There was one going on in Franklin, and I'm trying to find out if the 20-year anniversary hunting and fishing bouquet for the Acadiana Youth Hunter Education Club is still on. It was scheduled for this evening, and it was scheduled to be held in Franklin at the Bayou Bend Conference Center. I know there was a lot of damage there, and they may not be having it. So if someone affiliated with that could shoot me a text at 504-260-1870, I can let anyone who had already purchased tickets or tables, let them know what the situation is and if you have picked a rescheduled date or when that might be determined. All right, we still got lots more reports coming up. We're going to be talking to Mitch Juricich. Another area that was surprisingly spared, Plaquemines Parish, they did have a little bit of problems. They still may have some electricity problems down there. Mitch Juricich is the right guy to talk to about what's going on at the marinas and also with the power down there. He is part of Plaquemines Parish government as well as the owner and operator of the Delta Marina. Mitch will be joining us next right here on the Outdoors with Don DeBue Radio Network. All right, picking up the pieces from Hurricane Francine in one of the places. They're doing a little bit of cleanup. Not a whole lot of problems. Plaquemines Parish could have been a lot worse. Mitch Juricich with Delta Marina and Plaquemines Parish Councilman joins us. Mitch, good to hear from you. What can you tell us about Plaquemines Parish on recovery? Has our power been fully restored down there yet?
We got a couple isolated incidences in the Bell Chase area. Other than that, pretty much all of the parish is up and running. We were very fortunate, Don. I tell you what, I got to give it to our local forecasters because they kept saying it was going to go east of the National Hurricane Center's track. So we prepared for that, and sure enough, it did go east of that track. And, you know, anything from Homa eastward gives us puts us on edge because we have that Myrtle Grove area where the levees still aren't finished. And we did have some overtopping of some of those levees. We had one minor breach, but we were able to keep ahead of it. Most of the water went in the drainage canal system, and we were able to keep it pumped down. And we were very fortunate, Don. I can tell you, we were very nervous. Our power down here by the marina and in the lower end stayed on the whole while. We were very thankful for that. But as you know, we've been hit by so many storms, you know, in the past years from Katrina on, that our power grid on the lower end, it's mainly new poles or new systems, so it holds up well, you know. But we were, look, we're so thankful because we were very nervous, you know. We sit in this zone, and with these FEMA restrictions and everything that loom above us, you know, we take any water, anything that damage our home or homes over 50%, you know, we have to elevate. And this is just not, you know, it's just something that just adds, you know, pain to these situations, just knowing that you might not be able to come back, you know. So we were very fortunate. And we're looking at this great weather after. I mean, it's just been feeling wonderful outside. So,
well, we're glad to hear it because Plaquemines Parish has certainly had their turn in the barrel before, and good to hear that it came through so unscathed. So marina's full up and operating, plenty bait. Have you talked to any of the fishermen that maybe snuck out yesterday to try to get a couple reports?
I didn't get no reports from any fishermen yesterday, but the weather was just beautiful. But I know one thing, they slammed up over there this morning with people because, you know, after a storm, those storm minnows did pop up too, by the way. They came out and you know, big time schools for that couple days. And so once they pop up, you know, those fish go on a feeding frenzy. I expect excellent fishing this weekend. And I feel bad for the charter guides because they've been kind of suffering with, you know, slow times. And they really had a lot of trips booked, you know, coming up. And last week, you know, they had to cancel some trips and they've been struggling, but they got a real bang up time ahead of them. A lot of them are telling me, you know, they don't have a day off till sometime in December, which is great. But we do have a lot of good bait. I mean, the live shrimp are beautiful. They're perfect size. You know, I mean, it's just, I'm expecting, I haven't been there yet this morning, but I'm expecting they're slammed up with boats. Because if people know, you know, I know, fishing after a hurricane passes is slam dunk, you know.
Yep, especially when it comes, you know, at the time when the trout are getting ready to migrate inland. You know, those storm minnows, that is a strange little critter. You know, they're actually called gobies, and they suspect that they live kind of down in the mud. And then when you get these storms that kind of scour through it, it releases them, and they, like, have a jubilee of bonanza. And, boy, the fish and the birds just love them.
I just don't understand how they live, you know, unseen for all these months. But when you get these storms, they pop up. And I had actually one of my guys that used to catch the minnows for me, which I don't really have minnows anymore. He found a trick. He would take and dig a hole and put his minnow traps in that hole. And he would catch those storm minnows pretty much year round. And I said, wow. But it was way back in the marsh. You'd have to go back in the marsh and you know, it seems like that high tide, they up in that, you know, marshy kind of wet area. And I guess when it, you know, that tide comes up and everything, they pop out the ground. But, you know, they're here today, gone tomorrow. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, they're tough little critters, too. You know, it's just a shame that you can't get more access to them. But that's, I never heard that trick before, but it makes sense because that's where they are. They're down deep in that detritus and in that mud. And then once they get free, they come out, and, you know, it's like a bonanza at feeding time. Well, Mitch, glad everything worked out. You know, how's the restaurant? Restaurant going to be open this weekend?
Yeah, the restaurant's open, but we don't have any oysters. Usually, you know, every time it's mandatory, LDH will shut us down during hurricanes, and they got to do the testing, the sampling of the waterways and all before they reopen us. And so we don't have any oysters for the weekend because of that, and it may be Wednesday before they open some oyster areas back up. They'll probably open the Hopedale Shell Beach area because they really came unscathed. We had about a 5-foot tide surge in the Empire Burris area. So it'll be a couple of days later before they get, you know, get the sample and let us know if we're good to go again, which I know we're going to be, you know, but we did have a lot of rain and a lot of runoff. And, you know, it's one of those precautions that the health department puts us under. And it's a good precaution because, you know, further up in Myrtle Grove, there's, you know, a lot of cow pastures and stuff like that with all the rain and the runoff and everything. We have to just be
cautious. Well, it's not like we don't have any other choices, you know, like we don't have fresh fish or shrimp or something else.
Soft shell shrimp. Man, and look, they are hot item at the marina. You know, we're very fortunate to have them. People come there, it's an appetizer, and you get a load of a nice portion of soft shell shrimp for an appetizer. A lot of people use it for their meal, but it's one of the unique things we have at the marina where, you know, we're able to access that. And you know, so yeah, you're right. You know, oysters do bring a lot of people. We've had a lot of phone calls. If we're going to have oysters, and you know, people, oh, well, I was looking forward to oysters, but guess what? You're right. We have everything else available.
They just taste sweeter the next time, that's all. Or saltier in the case.
That's right. Make you want them more. That's right. That's it. So,
Mitch, thanks so much for the update. Always appreciate it, and good talking to you. Glad y'all came out so well.
Good talking to you too, Don, and y'all stay safe, and everybody come on fishing. That Delta Marina's open. We have everything you need, all your fishing needs, and I think the fishing, in fact, I'm going fishing after a while myself, so I'm looking forward to it.
Good move. You deserve it. Thanks again. That's Mitch Jurasich down at the Delta Marina. Coming back after this, Darrell Carpenter. Let's find out. I heard Grand Isle didn't even lose power. That is incredible, if it's true. We'll find out from Captain Darrell right after this. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, for a while there, it wasn't looking real good for Grand Isle. Captain Darrell Carpenter keeps us up to date on the fishing there, and he's going to give us a little bit of an update on the storm recovery. Darrell, how did Grand Isle make out, and what needs to be done from here?
Well, Don, the only thing we need is the people to mix it with. I mean, Grand Isle was, I'll put it to you like this, I evacuated my boats and stuff, and where I evacuated my boats to saw worse weather than Grand Isle. We were right outside that eye wall, we got lucky, just, I mean, it was really nothing but a glorified thunderstorm here, Don. You know, the...
All right, I was hoping to hear from someone down the Cocodrie-Dulac area, and I got a little report coming up in just a few minutes. I want to get to some more of your text messages. This is a good morning from Ohio. Thought I'd be nostalgic for a hurricane, but I am. Thought I would never be nostalgic for a hurricane. This is my friend Deb, who used to work in news radio down here in Louisiana, moved up there. She says they're in a severe drought, very crispy. Stay dry, y'all, but not too dry. Don't ever feel nostalgic about missing a hurricane. As they say, be careful what you ask for. All right, we've got, someone is heading to Pecan Island to hunt for those teal. It is super foggy. Well, hopefully that'll lift for you because ducks don't fly well in the fog. And if they do, you don't see them till that very last minute, and teal are bad enough about that. All right, Lafitte LT's checking in, says Lafitte turned out okay for the most part. They brought shrimp in like Forrest Gump, even catching some in the ditch along Highway 45. Heading offshore to find some snapper Monday and Tuesday. Everyone, please be safe running these litter-filled waters. Yeah, good piece of advice there. And I think, I don't know if that was you, somebody sent me a video of cast netting in a ditch off Highway 45 and catching some beautiful shrimp. More evidence that these storms aren't all bad. It's kind of like Blackie Campo used to say. They push the reset button and move some of those bait fish and predator fish and prey inside. All right, right after this quick pause, we'll be back, and I'll give you that update on Cocodrie-Dulac. You're listening to it here as we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, didn't take the old snake doctor long to get back out fishing. He took the kayak and the fly rod out to Hopedale yesterday. Water was dirty and very high to start, but in the afternoon, water cleaned up at the western edges of the pond, caught a trout and three reds on the spoon fly. Not a bad trip for post-hurricane. And want to say good morning to our friend Wingbone listening to us here, not far from where we're broadcasting at the St. Hubert, Alabama Annex. That's our good buddy Ed from Wilmer, Alabama. All right, here's one that says, good morning, Don. The teal haven't left Lafitte because they never had any to start. It's been quite some years since the Lafitte area has seen any kind of number of ducks. I think we are cursed. Well, that's the negative aspects of coastal erosion and saltwater intrusion. Used to be some really excellent hunting decades ago in that Lafitte area. right, let's see. We got Doobie checking in. They got Jacques and T.L. They headed to Zalman's for a teal hunt. Hope the hunting is as hot as the coffee this morning. And let's see. We got Big Mike on Historic Bayou Liberty shouting out to the guys at Dixie Ranch Hunting Club, George, Jeremy, and Uncle Ronnie. That would be the Patterson gang. All right, and also a good morning and welcome back to South Alabama. Hope you and yours made it through Francine. Millerton Vines here made it through the rains and gusts, but certainly benefit from the cooler conditions. I like your thinking. I may name my my property the River Parish's Annex. That's from my friend in Mobile, David Hubble. And this one's from Homa. Is tilapia a good frying fish? Can it be compared to any of our game fish? Tilapia is, in my estimation, the most tasteless fish there is. Yeah, it's fish, but that's about it. You got to put some good seasoning on it. Otherwise, it's a pretty flaky fish. And, yeah, sure, you can fry it, grill it. You can cook it a lot of ways. But, again, not one of my preferences. It's a farm-raised fish. And just doesn't have a lot of taste. You got to put some etouffee or something on it. All right, here's Lloyd Landry. Good to hear from Lloyd. He's with Outcast Fishing Charters. He's letting us know that they took a hell of a whack down in Dularge, but Falgu Canal Marina is open and stocked with supplies. The fishing out of Dularge has been great. We'll continue to get better and better after the storm, and the trout will be pushed up into the marsh in their fall and winter holes. Kokodri, Dulac, and Dularge got beat up pretty bad, but we are resilient. We have everything back up and running soon. Listen to your show every Saturday morning on my way to fishing. Hope all is well. I'll shoot you the fishing report as soon as we get back fishing Monday. Thank you. Very good. Thanks so much to Lloyd Landry, Outcast Fishing, updating us on that situation down there. All right, I'm trying to find out. You know, there was some other events scheduled. There was one going on in Franklin, and I'm trying to find out if the 20-year anniversary hunting and fishing bouquet for the Acadiana Youth Hunter Education Club is still on. It was scheduled for this evening, and it was scheduled to be held in Franklin at the Bayou Bend Conference Center. I know there was a lot of damage there, and they may not be having it. So if someone affiliated with that could shoot me a text at 504-260-1870, I can let anyone who had already purchased tickets or tables, let them know what the situation is and if you have picked a rescheduled date or when that might be determined. All right, we still got lots more reports coming up. We're going to be talking to Mitch Juricich. Another area that was surprisingly spared, Plaquemines Parish, they did have a little bit of problems. They still may have some electricity problems down there. Mitch Juricich is the right guy to talk to about what's going on at the marinas and also with the power down there. He is part of Plaquemines Parish government as well as the owner and operator of the Delta Marina. Mitch will be joining us next right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, picking up the pieces from Hurricane Francine in one of the places. They're doing a little bit of cleanup. Not a whole lot of problems. Plaquemines Parish could have been a lot worse. Mitch Juricich with Delta Marina and Plaquemines Parish Councilman joins us. Mitch, good to hear from you. What can you tell us about Plaquemines Parish on recovery? Has our power been fully restored down there yet?
We got a couple isolated incidences in the Bell Chase area. Other than that, pretty much all of the parish is up and running. We were very fortunate, Don. I tell you what, I got to give it to our local forecasters because they kept saying it was going to go east of the National Hurricane Center's track. So we prepared for that, and sure enough, it did go east of that track. And, you know, anything from Homa eastward gives us puts us on edge because we have that Myrtle Grove area where the levees still aren't finished. And we did have some overtopping of some of those levees. We had one minor breach, but we were able to keep ahead of it. Most of the water went in the drainage canal system, and we were able to keep it pumped down. And we were very fortunate, Don. I can tell you, we were very nervous. Our power down here by the marina and in the lower end stayed on the whole while. We were very thankful for that. But, as you know, we've been hit by so many storms, you know, in the past years from Katrina on, that our power grid on the lower end, it's mainly new poles or new systems, so it holds up well, you know. But we're so thankful because we were very nervous, you know. We sit in this zone, and with these FEMA restrictions and everything that loom above us, you know, we take any water, anything that damage our homes over 50%, you know, we have to elevate. And this is just not, you know, it's just something that just adds, you know, pain to these situations, just knowing that you might not be able to come back, you know. So we were very fortunate. And we're looking at this great weather after. I mean, it's just been feeling wonderful outside. So,
well, we're glad to hear it because Plaquemines Parish has certainly had their turn in the barrel before. And good to hear that it came through so unscathed. So marina's full up and operating, plenty bait. Have you talked to any of the fishermen that maybe snuck out yesterday to try to get a couple reports?
I didn't get no reports from any fishermen yesterday. But the weather was just beautiful. But I know one thing, they slammed up over there this morning with people because, you know, after a storm, those storm manners did pop up too, by the way. They came out and you know, big-time schools for that couple days. And so once they pop up, you know, those fish go on a feeding frenzy. I expect excellent fishing this weekend. And I feel bad for the charter guides because they've been kind of suffering with, you know, slow times, and they really had a lot of trips booked, you know, coming up. And last week, you know, they had to cancel some trips, and they've been struggling, but they got a real bang up time ahead of them. A lot of them are telling me, you know, they don't have a day off till sometime in December, which is great, but we do have a lot of good bait. I mean, the live shrimp are beautiful. They're perfect size. You know, I mean, it's just, I'm expecting, I haven't been there yet this morning, but I'm expecting they're slammed up with boats. Because if people know, you know, I know, fishing after a hurricane passes is slam dunk, you know.
Yep, especially when it comes, you know, at the time when the trout are getting ready to migrate inland. You know, those storm minnows, that is a strange little critter. You know, they're actually called gobies, and they suspect that they live kind of down in the mud. And then when you get these storms that kind of scour through it, it releases them, and they, like, have a jubilee of bonanza. And, boy, the fish and the birds just love them.
I just don't understand how they live, you know, unseen for all these months. But when you get these storms, they pop up. And I had actually one of my guys that used to catch the minnows for me, which I don't really have minnows anymore. He found a trick. He would take and dig a hole and put his minnow traps in that hole. And he would catch those storm minnows pretty much year round. And I said, wow. But it was way back in the marsh. You'd have to go back in the marsh and, you know, it seems like that high tide, they up in that, you know, marshy kind of wet area. And I guess when it, you know, that tide comes up and everything, they pop out the ground. But, you know, they're here today, gone tomorrow. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, they're tough little critters, too. You know, it's just a shame that you can't get more access to them. But that's, I've never heard that trick before, but it makes sense because that's where they are. They're down deep in that detritus and in that mud. And then once they get free, they come out, and, you know, it's like a bonanza at feeding time. Well, Mitch, glad everything worked out. You know, how's the restaurant? Restaurant going to be open this weekend?
Yeah, the restaurant's open, but we don't have any oysters. Usually, you know, every time it's mandatory, LDH will shut us down during hurricanes, and they got to do the testing, the sampling of the waterways and all before they reopen us. And so we don't have any oysters for the weekend because of that, and it may be Wednesday before they open some oyster areas back up. They'll probably open the Hopedale Shell Beach area because they really came unscathed. We had about a 5-foot tide surge in the Empire Burris area. So it'll be a couple of days later before they get, you know, get the sample and let us know if we're good to go again, which I know we're going to be, you know, but we did have a lot of rain and a lot of runoff. And, you know, it's one of those precautions that the health department puts us under. And it's a good precaution because, you know, further up in Myrtle Grove, there's, you know, a lot of cow pastures and stuff like that with all the rain and the runoff and everything. We have to just be
cautious. Well, it's not
cautious,
like we don't have any other choices, you know, like we don't have fresh fish or shrimp or something else.
Soft shell shrimp, man. And look, they are hot item at the marina. You know, we're very fortunate to have them. People come there, it's an appetizer, and you get a load of a nice portion of soft shell shrimp for an appetizer. A lot of people use it for their meal, but it's one of the unique things we have at the marina where, you know, we're able to access that. And you know, so yeah, you're right. You know, oysters do bring a lot of people. We've had a lot of phone calls if we're going to have oysters, and, you know, people, oh, well, I was looking forward to oysters, but guess what? You're right. We have everything else available.
They just taste sweeter the next time. That's all. Or saltier in the case.
That's right. Make you want them more. That's right. That's it. So,
Mitch, thanks so much for the update. Always appreciate it, and good talking to you. Glad y'all came out so well.
Good talking to you too, Don, and y'all stay safe, and everybody come on fishing. That Delta Marine is open. We have everything you need, all your fishing needs, and I think the fishing, in fact, I'm going fishing after a while myself, so I'm looking forward to it.
Good move. You deserve it. Thanks again. That's Mitch Jurasich down at the Delta Marina. Coming back after this, Darrell Carpenter. Let's find out. I heard Grand Isle didn't even lose power. That is incredible, if it's true. We'll find out from Captain Darrell right after this. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, for a while there, it wasn't looking real good for Grand Isle. Captain Darrell Carpenter keeps us up to date on the fishing there, and he's going to give us a little bit of an update on the storm recovery. Darrell, how did Grand Isle make out, and what needs to be done from here?
Well, Don, the only thing we need is the people to mix it with. I mean, Grand Isle was, I'll put it to you like this, I evacuated my boats and stuff, and where I evacuated my boats to saw worse weather than Grand Isle. It just, I mean, we were right outside that eye wall, we got lucky, just, I mean, it was really nothing but a glorified thunderstorm here, Don. You know, the... if anything, all it could do is kind of help with the fishing. I mean, you know, if I'm a little bit sluggish this morning, it's because within the last 30, 45 minutes, we just got off the shrimp boat, been on the shrimp all night long. And let me tell you something, after a storm, it mixes that marsh up and everything goes good. Man, look, the shrimp were so thick last night. We've got every cooler we have full. And it usually does the same thing with the fish. In fact, last night, first time ever, we caught some redfish in the shrimp trough. I'm like, whoa, wait, where did he show up? But no, Don, I mean, it flushes that marsh and mixes that marsh up. It causes the bait to start moving around. You know, the water is dirty. I mean, regardless of where you go, it's dirty. I mean, we had an exceptional amount of rain. We had, of course, a lot of wind that came with that storm. But other than finding clean water, Don, I mean, there's bait everywhere. There's, I mean, everything looks just great, and you know, it helped to flush it. So let it clean up a little bit, and I promise you those fish will be everywhere.
Now, do you think that, you know, the rebuild and the renovations meeting new guidelines that are more storm resistant helped out, or did just not really, this was not really a good test, didn't have the winds that could have been?
No, Don, I don't think this was a good test, but by all means, the new building codes, the new regulations, they certainly, I mean, time has proven that they hold up. But you also got to remember too that, you know, we just had Ida. And, you know, I mean, anything that wasn't maintained and taken care of kind of got taken care of with Ida. So everything else that's standing right now, you know, is pretty much has withstood the test of time, so to speak. But, the new building codes definitely make a difference.
Well, Darrell, listen, you sound like you need to go get some rest. Go do that and maybe get you some fish in during the week. Now, next week you're going to be taking off, so we'll try to get the show done without you. Is that okay?
Yeah, I wanted to remind you I will be gone next week. We got to go do our 25th honeymoon.
Well, that's very exciting, and you deserve a day off. I don't think you've missed a report in who knows how many years, maybe a couple decades. I don't know, but enjoy your time off, and glad y'all came out so well, and glad to hear the shrimp are in, and you know what follows the shrimp, the fish. So if somebody needs to get that phone ringing and get on the books, tell them how to get a hold of you.
Yes, sir. They can find me on your website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can find it at realscreamers.com or just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288.
All right. Thanks again, my friend. We'll talk to you when you get back in a couple weeks.
Thank you, Don. Y'all have a good day.
All righty. That's Daryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com. You can find out everything you need to know on his website. All right. What you need to know about our second hour coming up, we're going to talk to Captain Mary Michael. She's dealing with an event this morning over here in Mobile Bay. Called Hope on a Boat. She's going to tell us all about that great event. We'll also check in with Captain Mike Gallo, talk about how they made out at the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge. They were on that east side of the storm. Don't think he had a whole lot of problems, and don't know if he got a chance to go test the waters since the storm has passed. We'll find out and give you some tips on fishing post-tropical storms and depressions and hurricanes that he's acquired over the years. Eric Mohabarak's going to join us, Louisiana Kayak Company, for you paddlers. Also, we got our plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert. Hopefully, we'll catch him in the teal blind this morning. It's opening day of teal season. And he'll be followed by another teal blind report. That'll be with Captain Kirk Stansel, Hackberry Rod and Gun. And boy, did they ever dodge a bullet. You know, when that storm first was forecast, it was looking like Lake Charles, then it moved to Lafayette, then it moved further east, and believe it or not, it ended up making a direct hit on St. Hubert's Cathedral. But we toughed it out, we braved it, and we came out very well. All right, we'll be right back from our St. Hubert's Cathedral Annex broadcast studio here in Baldwin County in Alabama. Next week, we'll be broadcasting from another St. Hubert Cathedral Annex, this one in Franklin, Texas. Got a little bit of a dove hunting appointment over there. Stick around. We got a whole another hour to go. Hope you'll be with us here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, picking up the pieces from Hurricane Francine in one of the places. They're doing a little bit of cleanup. Not a whole lot of problems. Plaquemines Parish could have been a lot worse. Mitch Jurisich with Delta Marina and Plaquemines Parish Councilman joins us. Mitch, good to hear from you. What can you tell us about Plaquemines Parish on recovery? Has our power been fully restored down there yet?
We got a couple isolated incidences in the Bell Chase area. Other than that, pretty much all of the parish is up and running. We were very fortunate, Don. I tell you what, I got to give it to our local forecasters because they kept saying it was going to go east of the National Hurricane Center's track. So we prepared for that, and sure enough, it did go east of that track. And, you know, anything from Houma eastward gives us puts us on edge because we have that Myrtle Grove area where the levees still aren't finished. And we did have some overtopping of some of those levees. We had one minor breach, but we were able to keep ahead of it. Most of the water went in the drainage canal system, and we were able to keep it pumped down. And we were very fortunate, Don. I can tell you, we were very nervous. Our power down here by the marina in the lower end stayed on the whole while. We were very thankful for that. But as you know, we've been hit by so many storms, you know, in the past years from Katrina on, that our power grid on the lower end, it's mainly new poles or new systems, so it holds up well, you know. But we're so thankful because we were very nervous, you know. We sit in this zone, and with these FEMA restrictions and everything that loom above us, you know, we take any water, anything that damage our home or homes over 50%, you know, we have to elevate. And this is just not, you know, it's just something that just adds, you know, pain to these situations, just knowing that you might not be able to come back, you know. So we were very fortunate, and we're looking at this great weather after. I mean, it's just been feeling wonderful outside, so.
Well, we're glad to hear it because Plaquemines Parish has certainly had their turn in the barrel before, and good to hear that it came through so unscathed. So, marina's full up and operating, plenty bait. Have you talked to any of the fishermen
that
maybe snuck out yesterday to try to get a couple reports?
I didn't get no reports from any fishermen yesterday, but the weather was just beautiful. But I know one thing, they slammed up over there this morning with people because, you know, after a storm, those storm mentors did pop up too, by the way. They came out and you know, big time schools for that couple days. And so once they pop up, you know, those fish go in a feeding frenzy. I expect excellent fishing this weekend. And I feel bad for the charter guides because they've been kind of suffering with, you know, slow times. And they really had a lot of trips booked, you know, coming up. And last week, you know, they had to cancel some trips and they've been struggling, but they got a real bang-up time ahead of them. A lot of them are telling me, you know, they don't have a day off till sometime in December, which is great. But we do have a lot of good bait, I mean, the live shrimp are beautiful. They're perfect size. You know, I mean, it's just, I'm expecting, I haven't been there yet this morning, but I'm expecting they're slammed up with boats. Because if people know, you know, I know, fishing after a hurricane passes is slam dunk, you know.
Yep, especially when it comes, you know, at the time when the trout are getting ready to migrate inland. You know, those storm minnows, that is a strange little critter. You know, they're actually called gobies, and they suspect that they live kind of down in the mud. And then when you get these storms that kind of scour through it, it releases them, and they, like, have a jubilee of bonanza. And, boy, the fish and the birds just love them.
I just don't understand how they live, you know, unseen for all these months. But when you get these storms, they pop up. And I had actually one of my guys that used to catch the minnows for me, which I don't really have minnows anymore. He found a trick. He would take and dig a hole and put his minnow traps in that hole. And he would catch those storm minnows pretty much year round. And I said, but it was way back in the marsh. You'd have to go back in the marsh and you know, it seems like that high tide, they up in that, you know, marshy kind of wet area. And I guess when it, you know, that tide comes up and everything, they pop out the ground. But, you know, they're here today, going tomorrow. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, they're tough little critters, too. You know, it's just a shame that you can't get more access to them. But that's, I've never heard that trick before, but it makes sense because that's where they are. They're down deep in that detritus and in that mud. And then once they get free, they come out, and, you know, it's like a bonanza at feeding time. Well, Mitch, glad everything worked out. You know, how's the restaurant? Restaurant going to be open this weekend?
Yeah, the restaurant's open, but we don't have any oysters. Usually, you know, every time it's mandatory, LDH will shut us down during hurricanes, and they got to do the testing, the sampling of the waterways and all before they reopen us. And so we don't have any oysters for the weekend because of that, and it may be Wednesday before they open some oyster areas back up. They'll probably open the Hopedale Shell Beach area because they really came unscathed. We had about a 5-foot tide surge in the Empire Burris area. So it'll be a couple of days later before they get, you know, get the sample and let us know if we're good to go again, which I know we're going to be, you know, but we did have a lot of rain and a lot of runoff. And, you know, it's one of those precautions that the health department puts us under. And it's a good precaution because, you know, further up in Myrtle Grove, there's, you know, a lot of cow pastures and stuff like that with all the rain and the runoff and everything. We have to just
Well, it's not cautious, like we don't have any other choices, you know, like we don't have fresh fish or shrimp or something else.
Soft shell shrimp. Man, and look, they are a hot item at the marina. You know, we're very fortunate to have them. People come there, it's an appetizer, and you get a load of a nice portion of soft shell shrimp for an appetizer. A lot of people use it for their meal, but it's one of the unique things we have at the marina where, you know, we're able to access that. And you know, so yeah, you're right. You know, oysters do bring a lot of people. We've had a lot of phone calls if we're going to have oysters, and, you know, people, oh, well, I was looking forward to oysters, but guess what? You're right. We have everything else available.
They just taste sweeter the next time, that's all, or saltier in the case.
That's right. Make you want them more. That's right. That's it. So,
Mitch, thanks so much for the update. Always appreciate it, and good talking to you. Glad y'all came out so well.
And good talking to you too, Don, and y'all stay safe, and everybody come on fishing. That Delta Marina's open. We have everything you need, all your fishing needs, and I think the fishing, in fact, I'm going fishing after a while myself, so I'm looking forward to it.
Good move. You deserve it. Thanks again. That's Mitch Jurasich down at the Delta Marina. Coming back after this, Darrell Carpenter. Let's find out. I heard Grand Isle didn't even lose power. That is incredible, if it's true. We'll find out from Captain Darrell right after this. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, for a while there, it wasn't looking real good for Grand Isle. Captain Darrell Carpenter keeps us up to date on the fishing there, and he's going to give us a little bit of an update on the storm recovery. Darrell, how did Grand Isle make out, and what needs to be done from here?
Well, Don, the only thing we need is the people to mix it with. I mean, Grand Isle was, I'll put it to you like this, I evacuated my boats and stuff, and where I evacuated my boats to saw worse weather than Grand Isle. It just, I mean, we were right outside that eye wall, we got lucky, just, I mean, it was really nothing but a glorified thunderstorm here, Don. You know, if anything, all it can do is kind of help with the fishing. I mean, you know, if I'm a little bit sluggish this morning, it's because within the last 30, 45 minutes, we just got off the shrimp boat, been on the shrimp all night long, and let me tell you something, after a storm it mixes that marsh up and everything goes good. Man, look, the shrimp were so thick last night. We've got every cooler we have full, and it usually does the same thing with the fish. In fact, last night, first time ever, we caught some redfish in the shrimp trough. I'm like, whoa, wait, where did he show up? But no, Don, I mean, it flushes that marsh and mixes that marsh up. It causes the bait to start moving around. You know, the water is dirty. I mean, regardless of where you go, it's dirty. I mean, we had an exceptional amount of rain. We had, of course, a lot of wind that came with that storm. But other than finding clean water, Don, I mean, there's bait everywhere. Everything looks just great. And you know, it helped to flush it. So let it clean up a little bit, and I promise you those fish will be everywhere.
Carol, do you think that, you know, the rebuild and the renovations meeting new guidelines that are more storm resistant helped out, or did you just not really, this was not really a good test, didn't have the winds that could have been?
No, Don, I don't think this was a good test, but by all means, the new building codes, the new regulations, they certainly, I mean, time has proven that they hold up. But you also got to remember too that, you know, we just had Ida, and you know, I mean, anything that wasn't maintained and taken care of kind of got taken care of with Ida. So everything else that's standing right now, you know, is pretty much has withstood the test of time, so to speak. But the new building codes definitely make a difference.
Well, Darryl, listen, you sound like you need to go get some rest. Go do that and maybe get you some fish in during the week. Now, next week you're going to be taking off, so we'll try to get the show done without you. Is that okay?
Yeah, I wanted to remind you I will be gone next week. We got to go do our 25th honeymoon.
Well, that's very exciting, and you deserve a day off. I don't think you've missed a report in who knows how many years, maybe a couple decades. I don't know, but enjoy your time off, and glad y'all came out so well, and glad to hear the shrimp are in, and you know what follows the shrimp, the fish. So if somebody needs to get that phone ringing and get on the books, tell them how to get a hold of you.
Yes, sir. They can find me on your website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can find it at realscreamers.com, or just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288.
All right. Thanks again, my friend. We'll talk to you when you get back in a couple weeks.
Thank you, Don. Y'all have a good day.
All righty. That's Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com. You can find out everything you need to know on his website. All right. What you need to know about our second hour coming up, we're going to talk to Captain Mary Michael. She's dealing with an event this morning over here in Mobile Bay called Hope on a Boat. She's going to tell us all about that great event. We'll also check in with Captain Mike Gallo, talk about how they made out at the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge. They were on that east side of the storm. Don't think he had a whole lot of problems, and don't know if he got a chance to go test the waters since the storm has passed. We'll find out and give you some tips on fishing post-tropical storms and depressions and hurricanes that he's acquired over the years. Eric Mohabarak's going to join us, Louisiana Kayak Company, for you paddlers. Also, we got our plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert. Hopefully, we'll catch him in the teal blind this morning. It's opening day of teal season, and he'll be followed by another teal blind report. That'll be with Captain Kirk Stancil, Hackberry Rod and Gun. And boy, did they ever dodge a bullet. You know, when that storm first was forecast, it was looking like Lake Charles, then it moved to Lafayette, then it moved further east, and believe it or not, it ended up making a direct hit on St. Hubert's Cathedral. But we toughed it out, we braved it, and we came out very well. All right, we'll be right back from our St. Hubert's Cathedral Annex broadcast studio here in Baldwin County in Alabama. Next week, we'll be broadcasting from another St. Hubert Cathedral Annex, this one in Franklin, Texas. Got a little bit of a dove hunting appointment over there. Stick around. We got a whole another hour to go. Hope you'll be with us here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, for a while there, it wasn't looking real good for Grand Isle. Captain Darrell Carpenter keeps us up to date on the fishing there, and he's going to give us a little bit of an update on the storm recovery. Darrell, how did Grand Isle make out, and what needs to be done from here?
Well, Don, the only thing we need is the people to mix it with. Grand Isle was, I'll put it to you like this, I evacuated my boats and stuff, and where I evacuated my boats to saw worse weather than Grand Isle. We were right outside that eye wall. We got lucky. It was really nothing but a glorified thunderstorm here, Don. If anything, all it could do is kind of help with the fishing. If I'm a little bit sluggish this morning, it's because within the last 30, 45 minutes, we just got off the shrimp boat, been on the shrimp all night long. And let me tell you something, after a storm, it mixes that marsh up and everything goes good. Man, look, the shrimp were so thick last night. We've got every cooler we have full, and it usually does the same thing with the fish. In fact, last night, first time ever, we caught some redfish in the shrimp trough. I'm like, whoa, wait, where did he show up? It flushes that marsh and mixes that marsh up. It causes the bait to start moving around. The water is dirty. Regardless of where you go, it's dirty. We had an exceptional amount of rain. We had, of course, a lot of wind that came with that storm. But other than finding clean water, Don, there's bait everywhere. Everything looks just great. And it helped to flush it. So let it clean up a little bit, and I promise you those fish will be everywhere.
Darrell, do you think that, the rebuild and the renovations meeting new guidelines that are more storm-resistant helped out, or did you just not really, this was not really a good test, didn't have the winds that could have been?
No, Don, I don't think this was a good test, but by all means, the new building codes, the new regulations, they certainly, time has proven that they hold up. But you also got to remember, too, that, we just had Ida. And anything that wasn't maintained and taken care of kind of got taken care of with Ida. So everything else that's standing right now, is pretty much has withstood the test of time, so to speak. But, the new building codes definitely make a difference.
Well, Darrell, listen, you sound like you need to go get some rest. Go do that and maybe get you some fish in during the week. Now, next week you're going to be taking off, so we'll try to get the show done without you. Is that okay?
Yeah, I wanted to remind you I will be gone next week. We got to go do our 25th honeymoon.
Well, that's very exciting, and you deserve a day off. I don't think you've missed a report in who knows how many years, maybe a couple decades. I don't know, but enjoy your time off, and glad y'all came out so well, and glad to hear the shrimp are in, and you know what follows the shrimp, the fish. So if somebody needs to get that phone ringing and get on the books, tell them how to get a hold of you.
Yes, sir. They can find me on your website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can find it at realscreamers.com or just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288.
All right. Thanks again, my friend. We'll talk to you when you get back in a couple weeks.
Thank you, Don. Y'all have a good day.
All righty. That's Darrell Carpenter, realscreamers.com. You can find out everything you need to know on his website. All right. What you need to know about our second hour coming up, we're going to talk to Captain Mary Michael. She's dealing with an event this morning over here in Mobile Bay called Hope on a Boat. She's going to tell us all about that great event. We'll also check in with Captain Mike Gallo, talk about how they made out at the Spots and Dots Lakehouse Lodge. They were on that east side of the storm. Don't think he had a whole lot of problems, and don't know if he got a chance to go test the waters since the storm has passed. We'll find out and give you some tips on fishing post-tropical storms and depressions and hurricanes that he's acquired over the years. Eric Mohabarak's going to join us, Louisiana Kayak Company for you paddlers. Also, we got our plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert. Hopefully, we'll catch him in the teal blind this morning. It's opening day of teal season. And he'll be followed by another teal blind report. That'll be with Captain Kirk Stansel, Hackberry Rod and Gun. And boy, did they have a dodge a bullet. You know, when that storm first was forecast, it was looking like Lake Charles. Then it moved to Lafayette. Then it moved further east. And believe it or not, it ended up making a direct hit on St. Hubert's Cathedral. But we toughed it out, we braved it, and we came out very well. All right, we'll be right back from our St. Hubert's Cathedral Annex broadcast studio here in Baldwin County in Alabama. Next week, we'll be broadcasting from another St. Hubert Cathedral Annex, this one in Franklin, Texas. Got a little bit of a dove hunting appointment over there. Stick around. We got a whole nother hour to go. Hope you'll be with us here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.